Roughly two-thirds of those Trump administration officials who participated in that simulation are no longer in government. Chris Liu was there helping with that exercise. He ran President Obama's cabinet for 4 years. He was also Deputy Secretary of Labor under President Obama.
And what it was a continuation of an exercise that we had done with the outgoing Bush administration before we took office in January of 2009. And so you had 30 senior Obama leaders meeting with their 30 counterparts to walk through three possible scenarios that they might face. And as you said, one of them was a pandemic that originates in Asia and in Europe. That you have a lead time before it comes to the United States. And the goal is, how do you anticipate and respond to potential issues with lab shortages or ventilators? And then how do you effectively coordinate federal and state resources? How do you effectuate travel bans? How do you have unified messaging? And the takeaway from all this was not just hours matter, but minutes matter as well.
While the federal government could have been ramping up testing, tracing, and quarantining cases and containing the spread, the president was lying and claiming this was all no big deal. In fact, we now know, thanks to new reporting in the Washington Post, that U.S. intelligence agencies were issuing ominous classified warnings in January and February about the global danger posed by the coronavirus, while President Trump and lawmakers played down the threat and failed to take action. So either he knew about it the whole time and lied, or he wasn't paying attention during his briefings.
I think I'm sick.
What? What's going on? What kind of symptoms do you have?
Can't swallow. Severe headache.
What's your temperature?
101.8.
Listen, you can't panic now.
I know.
Okay? Are you alone?
I've definitely infected other people.
You don't know that.
What should I do?
Well, I want you to stay in your room, and I'll call the people at the health department. I'll tell them that you're there preparing. You're going to be okay.
No, I know.
Okay.
The coronavirus has officially surpassed 200,000 confirmed cases worldwide.
The number of coronavirus cases across the world has now surpassed 300,000, with about 40,000 here in the U.S., or as the president assured us at the start of this crisis.
When you have 15 people, and the 15 within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero.
So close. Trump's like the dumbest Price is Right contestant in history. Donald, how much for this brand new Porsche dining set and 10-day luxury stay at the Ritz-Carlton in Hawaii?
Close to zero.
You say the Americans were scared, though. I guess nearly 200 dead, 14,000 who are sick, millions, as you witness, who are scared right now. What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say.
I
think it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people. The American people are looking for answers, and they're looking for hope. And you're doing sensationalism, and the same with NBC and Comcast.
I call it Comcast.
Let me just ask for whom you work. Let me just tell you something. That's really bad reporting.
Trump's advisors struggled to get him to take the virus seriously. Health Secretary Alex Azar couldn't get through to Trump to speak with him about the virus until January 18th, when he reached Trump by phone. The president interjected to ask about vaping and when flavored vaping products would be back on the market. He was more concerned about vaping than coronavirus. He is a 16-year-old high school burnout trapped in a 70-year-old retiree's body. Our hospitals might run out of masks and ventilators, but at least Trump will still make sure they have plenty of peppermint e-juice. Smoke this. It'll make the pain stop. Or it won't. There's no science behind any of this.
We're going to be pretty soon at only 5 people. And we could be at just 1 or 2 people over the next short period of time.
Congress's top doctor has told Senate staffers that he expects 70 to 150 million Americans to contract the coronavirus.
I mean, view this the same as the flu.
The mortality of this is multiple times what seasonal flu is.
Anybody that needs a test gets a test.
We don't have enough tests today.
We're very close to a vaccine.
When you're talking about the availability of a vaccine, you're talking about a year to a year and a half.
A lot of people think that goes away in April with the heat.
We do not know
whether it's going to diminish as the weather gets warm.
The risk of contracting the coronavirus to the American public remains low.
We do expect more cases.
We can expect to see more cases in the United States.
We will see more cases, and things will get worse than they are right now.
It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
I just want to read you some of what some of the doctors on the front lines of this crisis are saying.
The ones that are saying good things or bad things?
I assure you, no one who is saying good things is a medical professional. You think in the middle of a global pandemic that's overwhelming our healthcare system and triggering an economic collapse, a reporter's going to raise their hands and say, Mr. President, I want to read you some of the beautiful tributes that are pouring in. Seriously, why do you like this? Why do you have the emotional maturity of a middle school student passing a note in class that says, do you like me? Check yes or yes.
So, Professor, would you say it's time for everyone to panic?
Yes, I would, Kent.
Romney's in isolation?
Yes.
Gee, that's too bad. Go ahead.
Then I'm radio on. Then I'm television. I'm afraid of everyone. I'm afraid of everyone. Lay the young blue bodies with the old red bodies. I'm afraid of everyone. I'm afraid of everyone. With my kid on my shoulders, I try not to hurt.
I don't have the drugs to solve.
where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
I worked in West Africa during Ebola. That was scary, of course. I've worked in the middle of civil wars providing trauma care. There's something about this that feels kind of palpably worse. One, knowing that we're kind of just at the beginning of this. You know, case numbers are increasing on a daily basis. They're drastic increases. You're already hearing hospitals throughout New York City that are short on personal protective equipment, on ventilators, people setting up kind of these temporary morgues outside of hospitals. This idea that in 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to be somehow past this when we just recorded our first case here in New York City just over 3 weeks ago, to me is crazy magical thinking.
They came in, experts, and they said, we're going to have to close the country. I said, we've never closed the country before. This never happened before. Are you serious about this?
Don't forget the doctors. If it were up to the doctors, they may say, let's keep it shut down. Let's shut down the entire world.
The Washington Post, Donald Trump increasingly minimizing and pushing aside top public health and experts in his own administration, quote, instead relying on advice from economic advisors and outside voices. Then there's Trump confidant Lindsey Graham telling the Post that Dr. Fauci is at odds with the president. Quote, he believes we should be doing more, not less. The president charting his own course, though, saying as recently as yesterday that, as we've reported, all this should be done by Easter.
President Trump now says he wants to reopen the country for business by Easter, even as health officials warn the coronavirus pandemic will continue to worsen in the U.S.
I'd love to have it open by Easter. Okay, I would to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. Easter's a very special day for me. And I say, wouldn't it be great to have all of the churches full? You know, the churches aren't allowed essentially to have much of a congregation there. So I think Easter Sunday and you'll have packed churches all over our country. I think it would be a beautiful time.
It's so surreal that we ended up in a situation where the one person who doesn't understand how complex and dangerous this is happens to be the most powerful man in the world. It feels like if there was an asteroid hurtling towards the Earth, everyone would be trying to blow it up off course. And Trump would be like, I think we should give the asteroid a chance, folks. Maybe it's friendly. Because what's most mind-blowing about Trump's sudden impulse to get back to normal is that right now the situation is far from under control, especially here in New York, which right now has over half the country's confirmed coronavirus cases. And with coronavirus cases not even expected to peak until 2 or 3 weeks from now, the city is already in desperate need for more hospital beds, more medical supplies, more ventilators, which literally keep people breathing when they can't do it on their own. And Governor Cuomo definitely doesn't feel like Trump and the federal government are doing enough to help.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo blasting the federal government, saying it needs to provide more medical equipment like ventilators.
You want a pat on the back for sending 400 ventilators? What are we going to do for 400 with 400 ventilators when we need 30,000 ventilators? You're missing the magnitude of the problem, and the problem is defined by the magnitude.
And apparently, part of the reason New York isn't getting enough federal help is because Trump feels that Governor Cuomo is just too mean to him. This is an actual thing. Today, the Daily Beast quotes a White House official saying, if you're good and respectful to Trump, he will treat you the same. It's that simple. And yesterday, in an interview, Trump said pretty much the same thing right out in the open.
And we are doing very well with, I think, almost all of the governors for the most part. But, you know, it's a two-way street. They have to treat us well also. They can't say, oh, gee, we should get this, we should get that.
Yes, you treat Trump well and he'll treat you well. Or as he would call it, a quid pro corona.
I'm speaking on behalf of academic leaders at major institutions like the Mayo Clinic, NYU, which is in the heart of this outbreak right now, Johns Hopkins Hospital, University of California, San Francisco, Baylor, and the Mass General in Boston. We are planning for these events. We know there's a tsunami coming. We've modeled when it's going to hit our shores. And we're getting ready by canceling elective surgeries, canceling outpatient appointments, changing our operating rooms into ICUs. And our model predicts, at least in Philadelphia, it will probably hit our shores in mid-May, May the 10th. We should have 1,000 patients on ventilators across the Penn Medicine health system.
I don't take responsibility at all.
To help with the pandemic, we'll be sending every American a monthly supply of cucumber-flavored Juul pods. Spoken before your lungs are filled with coronavirus.
If America leaves social distancing behind too soon, if any country does it too soon, the experts have warned that many people could die. And most people would want to do whatever it takes to prevent that from happening. But there's an interesting strain of thought that's going around that maybe a lot of people dying is just the cost of a really great economy.
Overnight, backlash after the lieutenant governor of Texas suggested some seniors are willing to die to get the economy moving again.
Tucker, no one reached out to me and said, as a senior citizen, are you willing to take a chance on your survival in exchange for keeping the America that all America loves for your children and grandchildren? And if that's the exchange, I'm all in. And that doesn't make me noble or brave or anything like that. I just think there are lots of grandparents out there in this country like me. My message is that let's get back to work. Let's get back to living. You know, if I get sick, I'll go and try to get better. But if I don't, I don't.
A doctor working at Elmhurst Hospital today told the New York Times that the situation there now is apocalyptic. In the past 24 hours, 13 coronavirus patients at Elmhurst Hospital died. The Times reports that some have died inside the emergency room while waiting for a bed. A refrigerated truck has been stationed outside to hold the bodies of the dead. The patients who get inside Elmhurst Hospital and get treatment are the lucky ones. Every day at 6 a.m., a line starts to form outside Elmhurst Hospital of people who want to be tested, and many wait all day and never get into the hospital, never get tested. The Times reports Julio Jimenez, 35, spent 6 hours in the emergency room on Sunday night after running a fever while at work in a New Jersey warehouse. He returned on Monday morning to stand in the testing line in the pouring rain. On Tuesday, still coughing, eyes puffy, he stood in the line for nearly 7 hours and again went home untested. "I don't know if I have the virus," Mr. Jimenez said. "It's so hard. It's not just me. It's for many people. It's crazy. It's crazy, and Donald Trump ignores it. Donald Trump has no idea what's happening in his old neighborhood tonight. Donald Trump has no idea that when we get through this to the point where we can return to some version of socially distant activities with other people, and Donald Trump is back on the golf course, Donald Trump has no idea that in his old neighborhood, that's when people will start to gather for the long-delayed funerals and memorial services that the people of Queens will be having then to honor their dead. And you can be absolutely sure Donald Trump won't attend any of the coronavirus funerals in his old neighborhood of Queens that is suffering so badly tonight while being ignored by the President of the United States.
I don't take responsibility at all.
So today was the first day that I've worked since our unit was designated the second COVID ICU in my hospital. And I don't know what the f*** just happened for the past 13 hours. Honestly, guys, it felt like I was working in a war zone. Completely isolated from my team members, limited resources, limited supplies, limited responses from physicians because they're just as overwhelmed as we are dealing with a ton of other stuff. So basically, I just spent the last 13 hours like treating two critically ill COVID patients on the vent basically by myself. And this is my new normal for the next however many months that it takes for this virus to die down. So like, I'm already breaking. So for f***ing sake, people, please take this seriously.
I don't take responsibility at all.
At this point, it's become clear that to get through this crisis, we're going to have to rely on state and local governments, our courageous healthcare workers, our public health experts, and each other. Because when it comes to Trump, the chances he'll provide real leadership are
close to zero.
Okay.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Only with love can we climb. closer to the shore. I know we'll be there by tomorrow, and we'll escape the darkness. We won't be searching anymore. There's got to be a morning after. 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 There's got to be a morning after.
WGXE is asking if you are doing anything to help your community during the COVID-19 outbreak, please get in touch with WGXE. Your community radio station is here to amplify your story, help corral more volunteers, or raise funds or supplies for the needy. If you are working to make sure local children who can't be at school still get fed, then tell us at WGXC 90.7 FM. If you are making sure local seniors are getting meals and deliveries, then tell us. WGXC will help you with your efforts. Email info at WGXC.org or go to the WGXC Facebook page, Twitter feed, or Instagram account and comment or send a message. You can talk about your project on the air, and we can tell our listeners and readers at WGXC.org how to help.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Laura Kuhn of Millbrook, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, the local hangout of the airwaves for Greene and Columbia counties.
Testing, triage, and tragedy, the Trump pandemic. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. An eerie silence pervades New York City, punctuated by the wail of ambulance sirens. Streets and sidewalks, which normally would be crowded with New Yorkers heading to restaurants, to work, to theaters, hanging out on the street, are now vacant. This is the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic in the United States. There are over 70,000 confirmed cases nationally, around 1,000 coronavirus deaths. New York State has over 30,000 of those confirmed cases, with at least 18,000 of them in New York City alone. These New York numbers double every 3 to 4 days. The pandemic is ripping through New York exponentially. The numbers are a gross underestimate, though, caused by egregious shortage of tests nationwide. In New York City, makeshift hospitals are quickly being cobbled together at places like the sprawling Javits Convention Center, while frontline healthcare workers are scrambling to find personal protective equipment known as PPE so they don't get infected while caring for others. This city of over 8 million souls, its economy shuttered and its clinics, hospitals, and intensive care units already near capacity, is bracing for a massive surge of patients. On Tuesday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo blasted President Donald Trump, saying at a news briefing,
FEMA is sending us 400 ventilators. 400 ventilators? I need 30,000 ventilators. You want a pat on the back for sending 400 ventilators? What am I going to do with 400 ventilators when I need 30,000? You pick the 26,000 people who are going to die because you only sent 400 ventilators.
Under pressure, Vice President Pence promised Cuomo an additional 2,000 ventilators from the more than 16,000 held in the National Strategic Reserve. Cuomo said New York will attempt to hook multiple patients up to single ventilators. One early national estimate predicted there would be 8 patients needing ventilation for each available ventilator, leaving many to die. Over 140 million Americans are under stay-at-home orders. Hundreds of thousands of businesses are closed down or working at a fraction of their normal capacity. Millions are out of work, crashing state unemployment claim websites. Families are separated, with many vulnerable elderly relatives in locked-down senior citizen facilities in a desperate attempt to prevent the death sentence of coronavirus exposure. On Tuesday, which was at the time the deadliest day of the pandemic so far in the United States, Donald Trump said on the Fox News channel,
I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
He added later,
you'll have packed churches all over our country. I think it would be a beautiful time.
Packed churches? At a time when the pandemic is widely predicted to be worse than it is now? Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease doctor, who's often at Trump's side at press briefings, told Science magazine, describing his inability to correct Trump's many lies and misstatements, Fauci said, I can't jump in front of the microphone and push him down, unquote. He's talking about the president of the United States. Someone with a deeper understanding of Easter than Trump has, and likely more knowledge of COVID-19, is Pope Francis, who now holds his weekly mass before an empty St. Peter's Square in Rome. Italy has the highest number of deaths from the pandemic, with over 7,500, and the country's 60 million residents remain under mandatory lockdown. The Vatican just issued instructions to its clergy globally to hold Easter Mass without the presence of the people, encouraging parishioners to prayerfully unite themselves in their homes. The World Health Organization warned the United States could soon become the pandemic's global epicenter. Widespread testing, isolation of those infected, and protection of healthcare workers are all essential to turn the tide. The month's delay in making tests available in the United States, the ongoing lack of testing, and the time it takes for those who are tested to get their results have jeopardized the health of the entire U.S. population. On the front lines, nurses, doctors, and support staff are treating the tsunami of COVID-19 patients alongside their normal patient population as well. Staff are forced to reuse face masks over and over again, which under normal circumstances would be a fireable offense. Sean Petty, an emergency room nurse in the Bronx, said on the Democracy Now! NewsHour,
when we reuse it, we potentially contaminate ourselves, and then we're putting other patients at risk.
When asked what gives him the courage to go in every day, despite the enormous risk that healthcare workers have of getting infected themselves, Nurse Sean Petty said,
a sense of duty to my patients. If we don't show up, if we're not there, nobody else is going to be. And I would also just add that I know nurses are getting a lot of attention right now, but it's also our housekeepers are heroes right now. Our nurses' aides are heroes right now. The doctors, we all are coming to work. We all are doing Herculean efforts to make this thing work. We all are exposing ourselves to these risks. And we know that we're at the very tip of the iceberg. But if not us, who else is going to do it? And we do this, you know, I've done this for 12 years. Kelly's done it for 6 years. We do this every day. We face adverse conditions every day. We face going into battle short-staffed. We face these things. So it's not something we're used to. It's something we're prepared for. What I think undermines that courage and undermines that morale, you know, for us and our coworkers is that our government doesn't have our back. That the Trump administration and the federal authorities have done virtually nothing.
From New York City, the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes? Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
Newly born nervous finger suffers heart attack chatterbox blues. Stop. Speed brings motion into politics, so what gets you there faster makes hard facts dominate. Stop. Human body breaks don't delay digital omniscience. If other satellite feeds, time running out. Stop. High-flying public pudenda makes pure market frequencies ubiquitous. So what's the big deal given no chance be long? Stop. Untimely, intimate castaway corpse lubricates whole surface jam. Oh, top 40 rhythm, keep your hands off of me. Stop. Why make the world 22 minutes, twat, when 3 fluid minutes basta ya? Stop. Waste air makes matter move faster, matters not. If tasty on-air diddle gives a tickle fix or stops dreaming, says famous sex therapist Dr. Ruth. Stop. Too many bloody microbes take time to wash out crash traffic through outhouse bodies through black box survive. Stop. Foster home salt for trench mouth forefinger. That's ouch finger trench mouth salt. This is not a test.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Was a dark day in Dallas, November 63, the day that would live on in infamy. President Kennedy was a right line, good day to be living and a good day to die. Being led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb. He said, wait a minute, boys, you know who I am. Of course we do, we know who you are. Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car. Shot down like a dog in broad daylight. Was a matter of timing and the timing was right. You got unpaid debts, we've come to collect. We're gonna kill you with hatred without any respect. We'll mock you and shock you, and we'll grin it in your face. We've already got someone here to take your place. The day they blew out the brains of the king, thousands were watching, no one saw a thing. It happened so quickly, so quick by surprise. Right there in front of everyone's eyes. Greatest magic trick ever under the sun. Perfectly executed, skillfully done. Wolfman, oh Wolfman, oh Wolfman, how? Rub-a-dub-dub, it's a murder most foul. Hush, little children, you'll understand. The Beatles are coming, they're gonna hold your hand. Slide down the banister, go get your coat. Ferry across the Mersey and go for the throat. There's three bumps coming all dressed in rags. Pick up the pieces and lower the flag. I'm going to Woodstock, it's the Aquarian Age. Then I'll go over to Altamont and sit near the stage. Put your head out the window, let the good times roll. There's a party going on behind the grassy knoll. Stack up the bricks, pour the cement. Don't say Dallas don't love you, Mr. President. Put your foot in the tank and step on the gas. Try to make it to the Triple Underpass. Blackface singer, whiteface clown. Better not show your faces after the sun goes down. I'm in the red light district like a cop on the beach. Living in a nightmare on Elm Street. When you're down on New Bellum, put your money in your shoe. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Cash on the bellhead, money to burn. Dealey Plaza, make a left-hand turn. I'm going down to the crossroads, gonna flying a ride. The place where faith, hope, and charity died. Shoot 'em while he runs, boy. Shoot 'em while you can. See if you can shoot the invisible man. Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, Uncle Sam. Frankly, Miss Scarlet, I don't give a damn. What is the truth? Where did it go? Ask Oswald and Ruby Leon, I know. Shut your mouth, say it, oh, asshole, now. Business is business, and it's a murder most found. Tommy, can you hear me? I'm the Ancient Queen. I'm riding in a long black Lincoln limousine. Riding in the back seat next to my wife. Heading straight on into the afterlife. I'm leaning to the left and I got my head in her lap. Oh Lord, I've been led into some kind of a trap. Well, we ask no quarter. No quarter do we give. We're right down the street from the street where you live. They mutilated his body and they took out his brain. What more could they do? They piled on the pain. But his soul was not there where it was supposed to be at. For the last 50 years they've been searching for that. Freedom, oh freedom, freedom over me. I hate to tell you, mister, but only dead men are free. Send me some love, tell me no lie. Throw the gun in the gutter and walk on by. Wake up, little Susie, let's go for a drive. Cross the Trinity River, let's keep hope alive. Turn the radio on, don't touch the dials. Parkland Hospital, only 6 more miles. You got me dizzy, Miss Lizzie, you fill me with lead. That magic bullet of yours has gone to my head. I'm just a patsy like Patsy Cline. Never shot anyone from in front or behind. Got blood in my eye, got blood in my ear. I'm never gonna make it to the new frontier. ubiquitous film I've seen that before. Seen it 33 times, maybe more. It's vile and deceitful, it's cruel and it's mean. Ugliest thing that you ever have seen. They killed him once and they killed him twice. Killed him like a human sacrifice. The day that they killed him, someone said to me, son, the age of the Antichrist has just only begun. Air Force One coming in through the gate. Johnson sworn in at 2:38. Let me know when you decide to throw in the towel. It is what it is, and it's murder most foul. What's new, pussycat? What I say? I said the soul of a nation been torn away, and it's beginning to go into a slow decay. And that it's 36 hours past Judgment Day. Wolfman Jack, he's speaking in tongues. He's going on and on at the top of his lungs. Play me a song, Mr. Wolfman Jack. Play it for me in my long Cadillac. Play me that only the good die young. Take me to the place Tom Dooley was hung. They say James Infirmary in the court of King James. If you want to remember, you better write down the names. Play it at James 2. Play it, rather go blind. Play it for the man with a telepathic mind. Play John Lee Hooker. Play Scratch My Back. Play it for that strip club owner named Jack. Guitar Slim going down slow. Play it for me and for Marilyn Monroe. Play Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Play it for the first lady, she ain't feeling too good. Play Don Henley, play Glenn Frey. Take it to the limit and let it go by. Play it for Kyle Wilson too. Looking far, far away down Gower Avenue. Play Tragedy, play Twilight Time. Take me back to Tulsa to the scene of the crime. Play another one and another one bites the dust. Play the old rugged cross and in God we trust. Ride the pink horse down that long lonesome road. Stand there and wait for his head to explode. Play Mystery Train for Mr. Mystery. The man who fell down dead like a rootless tree. Play it for the reverend, play it for the pastor. Play it for the dog that got no master. Play Oscar Peterson. Play Stan Getz. Play Blue Sky. Play Dickie Betts. Play Al Pepper. Thelonious Monk. Charlie Parker. And all that junk. All that junk and all of that jazz. Lay something for the birdman of Alcatraz. Play Buster Keaton, play Harold Lloyd, play Bugsy Siegel, play Birdie Boy Floyd. Play the numbers, play the odds. Play Cry Me a River for the Lord of the Gods. Play number nine, play number six. Play it for Nancy and Stevie Nicks. Play Nat King Cole, play Nature Boy. Play Down in the Boondocks for Terry Molloy. Play It Happened One Night at White Night of Sin. There's 12 million souls that are listening in. Play Merchant of Venice, play Merchants of Death. Play Stella by Starlight for Lady Macbeth. Don't worry, Mr. President. Help's on the way. Your brothers are coming. There'll be hell to pay. Brothers, what brothers? What's this about hell? Tell them we're waiting, keep coming. We'll get them as well. Love Field is where his plane touched down, but it never did get back up off the ground. It was a hard act to follow, second to none. They killed him on the altar of the rising sun. Play Misty for me and that old devil moon. Play Anything Goes and Memphis in June. Play Lonely at the Top and Lonely at the Brave. Play it for Houdini spinning around his grave. Play Jelly Roll Morton, play Lucille. Play Deep in a Dream and play Driving Wheel. Play Moonlight Sonata in F sharp. And a key to the highway for the king of the harp. Play Marching Through Georgia in Dumbarton's Drum. Play Darkness and Death Will Come When It Comes. Play Love Me or Leave Me by the Great Bird Powell. Play the Bloodstained Banner, play Murder Most Foul.